I can imagine the shock that must have registered on their faces, because no doubt they had seen people hanging from a Roman cross. And who in their right mind would ever want to subject themselves willingly to that? And so at the time, Jesus' words probably didn't make a whole lot of sense. And maybe the question we need to ask today is, is Jesus really serious about that? Is he really serious about us? Me? Picking up the cross? I don't know about you, but it's not something I want to do willingly. I want to avoid it at all costs. But I can't. So what is the cross? Well, I think we have to keep in mind that Mark, the Gospel of Mark, was written to Christians in Rome who were suffering persecution under Nero. And stories of that suffering are the stuff of the worst nightmares. Christians in many parts of the world today who are losing their homes and their jobs and their families and maybe even their lives, they know what Jesus is talking about. Here in Western society, we really don't have a clue about what that means. We can only kind of picture it in our heads. It would have been easy for those Christians to whom Mark was writing to become discouraged and perhaps even hopeless. And remember, for those of you that were here last Wednesday night in Pastor Jeremy's sermon, I wonder if some of those Christians may have been tempted to give in or give up, or even to try to compromise their Christian values, as we see that so much going on today. Wouldn't it be easier to just try to get along? Really? Wouldn't it be easier to try to get along in the name of love than to avoid then confrontation, ridicule, and perhaps even rejection? Wouldn't it be easier than trying to live out the life of Christ within us? So how in the world do we remain faithful if worst comes to worst? What if we're put on the spot because of our faith? How do we remain faithful in those situations? Faithfulness is possible only as we believe that Jesus is who he says he is and who Peter confesses he is, that he is the Son of God, and that Jesus has the power and authority to make everything work out in the end for those who follow him. You see, it's in the Apostles' Creed that we confess that Jesus was victorious over sin, that he is going to return again, and that he will call us forth from our graves. We confess that Jesus does have the power to cleanse the universe of the effects of sin, and that a time will come when this darkness of evil will be gone. Jesus said he was going to cover it over with his grace and mercy. You see, and I think if we keep that at the forefront of our minds, the power of Christ in us will enable us to deal with whatever situations life may throw at us. As an example, I once had a client who had been suffering in severe, almost unbearable pain for 70 years. Since a very young age, obviously. And she would often, the pain was so great that she would often contemplate suicide. And that's when I would get a call from her. Yet the interesting thing about this person and her life is that she was still able to give praise to God. Because, you see, she understood that somehow God was working through this to drive her to Himself. And it was there that she experienced a sense of peace in the midst of her pain. Because at those times, even at like 2 a.m. in the morning, when she couldn't sleep, and it felt like she was going to die, she went to Christ. And there she received the strength that she needed to go on for the next day. You see, she lived one day at a time. She believed that Jesus' victory over sin and death and that indescribable pain was real. She knew, she believed that she would be able to see that victory of Jesus and that she would share in that victory one day when Jesus reappeared to bring His justice upon the earth. That's the power of Christ at work. And you see, that's what Mark wanted the people in Rome, the Christians in Rome, to understand. Jesus had rescued them from sin and death, though it cost Him His life. But in the resurrection, they also understood and could see that Jesus had absolute power over even death. And the suffering, in the midst of the suffering that they would endure for the sake of the gospel, enabled them to go on.